There's music in the air when the infant morn is nigh, and faint its flushes sing on the bright and laughing sky.
Down our way, a little town that's filled with lots of singing, old-fashioned singing like Mother and Dad used to do. These folks have some mighty good times. They'd like you to join them this evening. As usual, they're meeting in the parlor of Eli and Jenny Jenkins. Eli is leader of the singing group, as well as being town grocer and sheriff. And of all the everlasting things in this little town, none seems to endure like the rivalry between Eli and Ben Potts, who sings bass with the group. Ben runs the local feed store and is also a volunteer fire chief. So they're both pretty important to the town, and sometimes the rivalry between these two fellows gets to such a point that it's downright disturbing, especially to Jenny Jenkins.
I tell you, Ben, you and Eli act like five-year-olds about this thing.
Well, gee, hush of it. Is that all you called me over here to talk about? And if you think it's so gosh darn bad, why don't you talk to Eli about it?
I've been talking for 32 years, and so far it ain't seemed to do much good. Oh, I'm not blaming you altogether, Ben. Even though Eli is my husband, I know he's responsible, too.
Of course he's responsible. He's always been bigger and smarter and quicker, and he's always gotten what I wanted. And just because I ain't happy about it, everybody picks on me.
Ah, Ben, don't talk that way.
Oh, if I just had some of the things he has.
Well, Ben, I never knew it bothered you like this. Tell me, what is it that you want so bad?
I want prestige.
Prestige? Land sakes, I thought it was something important.
There you are, see? You don't even care. Just dismiss it, just like that.
Now, don't go feeling bad again. If prestige is what you want, I'll sure pitch in and see if I can't help you get some.
Would you, Jenny? Would you, honest to Pete? I never had anybody on my side before. Gosh, to think that you really want to. Oh, wait a minute. What's Eli going to say about this?
What do you mean? What's he going to say?
Well, he's your husband, and here you are helping me again him.
I got news for you, Ben. We women at last got the vote.
Oh, shucks, I know that.
And we also got rid of our chains. I'm an individual, even if I am a woman. And I got a right to help you if I want to.
Well, what do we...
I want to.
What are we waiting for, then? Let's get busy. Why, with your help, Jenny, I'm going to get all the prestige that's due me. And then I'll be happy, and there won't be no more squabbling between me and Eli.
That's right, Ben. What's the first thing we can do?
Well, Jenny, it's something that I've wanted for 16 years, ever since I was elected volunteer fire chief.
What is it, Ben?
I want a whole fire prevention week down our way.
Is that all?
Well, it'll be enough, Jenny, if we can arrange it like I want it. It'll be enough to give me all the prestige that is due a fire chief.
Well, then it's settled, Ben. At singing practice tonight, we'll make all the plans for it. It'll be such a whopping big affair that folks will talk for years to come about Ben Potts Fire Prevention Week.
Oh, gee, hush your pants.
Now, if this isn't the situation, here Jenny Jenkins is trying to fix things so that her husband, Eli, and Ben Potts will get along better. And she's aiming to do it by helping Ben put over a fire prevention week down our way. Well, if you ask me, but then nobody's asking me. Besides, you know how it is when a woman gets an idea in her head.
All the crazy, darn fool, good-for-nothing ideas I ever heard. This takes the brass-plated monkey wrench.
Are you still muttering to yourself, Eli?
Well,
I thought we agreed 2 hours ago that we'd say no more about
well,
it.
Well, I know, but when
you admitted that I'm a pretty good wife, and that I got a lot of sense, and that I'm still an individual. So if I want to do something that you don't think much of...
Don't think much of? Why, Jenny, it's the most crazy...
Never mind. Ben's a good friend, and he ain't got a wife to look after him.
Looks like I ain't neither.
Eli, I'm only doing what any self-respecting citizen would be eager to do. For the good of the community and the prestige of Ben Potts, we'll have a fire prevention week.
But what about me, Jenny, your husband? I'm the sheriff, you know.
I suppose you want to have a sheriff prevention week.
Yes, no, I mean, no. It ain't the sheriffs you prevent. It's the fires. I mean, the The crime. Oh, dagnabbit, I don't know what I do mean.
Oh, here are the folks for singing practice.
Oh, yeah.
Now stop your grumbling, Eli, and put on a pleasant expression.
Hey, how's this?
I've carved a better face than that on a pumpkin. Coming! Goodness, I didn't even have time to pick up the parlor with all this fussing.
Oh,
evening, everybody. Come right on in. Hello, Ben.
How are you, Jenny? Have you told Eli yet about the... don't need to ask. I see him from here.
Shh. Everything's fine, Ben. How are you, patients?
Oh, I'm just grand. Ben and me had the nicest walk over here in the moonlight.
Yeah, I felt guilty when Marion and I accidentally ran into them. They looked like a couple of sweethearts.
We did? Oh, Ben, did you hear that?
Yes, unfortunately, I did. Patients, can't you never understand that I'm an old man? And you ain't exactly turned back any pages on the calendar. And it sure don't become us to act like lovebirds.
Why, Mr. Potts, how can you say that you're an old man? Well, I know I'm just new here, and I don't know you too well, but it amazes me that a strapping young fellow like you should feel old.
Oh, Miss Marion, that's a right nice thing to say. You really mean that I look kind of strapping and kind of young?
Why, of course.
Well, I never. And Ben says I should act my age.
Come on and sit down, folks.
Say, isn't it grand about this affair that Ben is planning?
Oh, yeah. I'm all tingly thinking about it.
don't you think we'd better do some of our practicing, folks? There's nothing more important than our singing, you know, and we better not waste any more time.
If this ain't a situation. Oh, look at Eli, mad as snakes.
What number shall we rehearse first, Eli?
Oh, you mean I get to direct the singing group, huh? Well, now, I sure appreciate that.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
All right, let's get going. Something that's slow and sad and full of misery.
Oh, Eli, come on, gang. Turn to page 34 in that book of old songs.
Oh, how can you sing something so cheerful at a time like this?
Let us pause in my pleasure. Count its many tears while we all sup sorrow with the poor. There's a song that will linger forever in our ears. Oh, hard times come again no more. Is the song the sigh of the wind?
Well, now that we're all gathered here and everybody in such fine spirits, well, most everybody.
Go on, Ben.
Well, I was thinking that we ought to get to planning out this here celebration.
Yes. Well, from what I hear, it promises to be quite an affair.
Well, when is Fire Prevention Week going to begin, Ben?
Well, I've been thinking that we declare it on the 7th of next month, because... That date's got a special little meaning to me.
Why, what is it, Ben? It ain't nobody's birthday.
Oh, old Eli knows what date that is.
Yeah, it don't matter none. So Ben wants to start it on that date. Why do you have to go into a lot of explanation about it?
Oh, I'm dying to know, Ben. Oh, what is it?
Well, if you insist, I'll tell you. I hadn't really meant to.
Oh, go ahead. Blow your head off.
Come the 7th of next month. It'll be exactly 1 year since I beat the tar out of Eli Jenkins at the Egyptian County Horseshoe Pitch.
So that's it.
So it seems a fitting date, don't you think?
Now, stop your gloating, Ben. The important thing is to have a big celebration to start this affair off.
Yeah, and if you want to invite all the townsfolk, it'll have to be a pretty big place that you'll hold it in.
I wonder if the schoolroom might be available.
But how could we serve any refreshments there, Marion?
No, that ain't no good. Gotta have a kitchen with an easy reach.
Well, there's a church basement.
Oh, but that's got a cement floor, and I wanted some place where we could maybe dance a bit.
Gosh, that's a problem.
Well, haven't you ever before held a big party down our way?
Sure, lots of them.
Well, maybe if you think back, you can remember where they were held.
We remember all right, girlie. All our big parties have been held in one place.
And I'm not rightly sure it's suitable for this.
Oh, but Ben isn't critical of the place.
No.
Are you, Ben?
Shucks, no. I'm just as agreeable as can be.
Well, all right, then. Where is this place?
It's Eli's grocery store. He has to spend hours packing all the crates and removable counters into the back room. And that leaves space in the center of the store to hold a party.
Oh, well, I think that's grand. You mean the store right downstairs?
That's the one.
Well, is it all right with you, Mr. Jenkins? Fire prevention is terribly important, you know.
Hmm.
And you'd be doing the town such a service.
Tarnation and thunderation. Have I got the cows
yes,
out of...
Yes, Eli, you have got the privilege of holding the party in your store.
Well, of all, it has to be on the date he pitched a crooked horseshoe and bribed the judge to credit him with winning. And now it's going to be in my store that he holds a party to get him prestige.
Well, I guess that's settled. You know, I feel in the mood to practice my solo.
Oh, that's a good idea, Cliff.
Over in Killarney, many years ago, me mither sang a song to me in tones so sweet and low. Just a simple little ditty in her good old Irish way. And I'd give the world if I could hear her sing to me this day.
That sure was beautiful, Cliff.
Now let's get on with our planning. We must have a good way to publicize the event.
How about having a picture taken in your fireman's helmet, Ben? And then it can be run in the Shelby Junction Bugle.
A picture of him in that Junior G-Man hat of his? Oh, I'm getting upset, Jenny. Open the window and let's get a little fresh air.
Kesha, Eli. I think that's a good idea, Patience.
Oh, but that won't be enough publicity for such a big event as fire prevention. What can you think of, Cliff?
Well, let's see. When I was in New York studying music, I remember once there was a big truck going down the street with a banner on the side of it.
Now, that would be grand. If we fixed up a truck with such a display, it could drive out through all the little roads, up other farms, and really get people interested.
How about using your feed store truck for that, Ben?
Oh, can't do it. She got stuck in a ditch down by McNally's, and I busted an axle trying to get her out.
Well, what about the little volunteer fire car thing?
Oh, pulled by hand? Why, Jenny, what strong man's going to pull that over 13 miles of country road?
No, I guess that ain't such a good idea.
Well, isn't there any other delivery truck in town? Seems to me I've seen another that we might be able to borrow.
You've seen another, Marion, but dagnabbit, you ain't going to borrow it.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. It's your grocery delivery truck, Mr. Jenkins.
Yeah.
Yes, I guess that's about the only other truck around here, and that even might be available.
And it ain't.
Oh, but Mr. Jenkins, that wouldn't hurt your truck. Mm. We wouldn't need it for more than one day. And think how we could help put this over.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Oh, and you'd be doing the people such a favor.
Mm, all right, take it. Take everything. Just leave me a crust of dry bread and I'll get along. Give all the rest old Ben Potts and make a hero out of him just because he's got a fireman's badge.
I think we better do some more practicing, folks. Cliff, how about you and Marion doing a little duet? Something soothing.
Well, that's a great idea. Marion, would you join me in the key of G for a couple of verses?
I love it.
You went away, I let
me go.
We broke the tie,
breaking ties, the ties that bind.
I wanted to forget.
You'd never forget and leave the past behind.
Still, the magic night we met,
dear,
seems to stay forever.
Sweet duet reminded me of the days when somebody loved me. Them was the times. Now I'm old and forgotten, sick and hungry.
Eli Jenkins, how can you tell such a fib after putting away half of my apple pie less than an hour ago?
Well, I feel hungry. It's my nerves, I guess. You've even heard old Ben say how nerves makes you feel hungry when you're really just lonely.
Oh, but I ain't got any nerves tonight. Yeah. I'm feeling great.
Yeah.
It's the first time in 26 years that I've been without symptoms.
Now, ain't this something to remember?
Yes, sir, and with the help of Miss Marion here, oh, and all the rest of you, of course, I'm going to put this fire prevention week over with a bang.
Oh, that's the way it is. You and Miss Marion, Eli, I know what you're going through.
Yeah.
I'm feeling kind of hungry myself.
Amen.
Oh, that's such a nice thing to say, Ben. I'll surely try to help you all I can. Why, you'll be such a prominent man by the time this celebration is over.
Gee, Hoshevich, why, this is going to be the time of my life.
Yeah, you're part responsible for this, Jenny. You encouraged Ben in this. Guess there ain't much of anything left for me down our way. I'm the most neglected feller in these parts.
Bear up, old-timer. The worst is yet to come.
Yeah, I know.
Wait a minute. Hold everything. What's that I'm smelling?
Well, we had cabbage for dinner, but I didn't think you'd notice
it. I don't mean that. It's this fireman's nose of mine that's going to work. Don't nobody else smell something?
Not a thing.
Maybe it's my perfume, Ben.
This ain't no time for frivolity. I smell smoke, and it's my duty to go into action. Where's my fire axe?
Why, if you dare to try anything...
Wait a minute, Ben. Don't be hasty. I don't think there's any fire around here. Let's look careful now.
I'll run downstairs into the store. You search the bedrooms, Marion.
Fire chief's got a right to do as he sees fit. And I see fit to sound the alarm. Out of my way, Jenny.
There ain't nothing burning in the kitchen.
I think you're making a mistake, Ben.
Operator. Operator, this is Ben Potts, the fire chief. Have Dick Brewster sound the fire alarm. Send all the volunteers to Eli Jenkins on the double quick.
Everything is all right down the store. Have you located the fire?
Well, I say there isn't any.
Doggone it, I know smoke when I smell it, don't I?
No, go ahead and do what you're doing, Ben Potts, and when you give me a chance to get a word in,
I'll tell you... Can't take time to listen to your petty arguments now, Eli. There's a job to be done. We better break this window here so the fire hose can squirt in.
And am I nice, Tyler Ben Potts, without even a blaze to squirt?
If you'll just listen to me for just a second...
This is an emergency, and I got a right to do as I see fit.
I've been checking the bedrooms carefully. There's no sign of fire.
I see the lights going on in the fire shed. The men are pulling the hose cart out.
I can smell it, or they won't get here any too soon.
Yeah, Ben, before this goes any further,
what
just
in that dickens you nagging about at a time like this?
Why, you been stirring up this here emergency about a fire? I've been trying to tell you that you put your lighted pipe in your hip pocket, and if you don't do something...
Oh,
soon,
gee, Hoshevich, right.
Yeah.
I'm watching on fire.
Ain't that the funniest thing? The town's going to get quite a kick out of this. Patience, run down and explain to the boys what happened. You can talk faster and louder than any of the rest of us.
You know what you are, making a fool out of Ben by not telling him sooner that he was on fire.
Get along, Patience. The longer you wait, the worse it'll be, especially after they pull that hose cart up this grade.
I'm going!
Eli, I'm ashamed of you.
What did I do? He wouldn't listen to me, Ma.
Oh, you...
Did somebody stop him from coming?
Sure. I took it upon myself to countermand your order, Fire Chief. Seeing as you were in no condition to be given orders,
you'd given one too many as it was.
All right, just rub it in. I suppose you ain't never made a mistake in your life.
It's a mighty good idea that you got plans made for this fire prevention week. After what's happened tonight, you're going to need something to gain a little prestige.
Cliff, Marion, come over here by the organ and let's all practice our hymn for the Sunday services.
Oh, yeah. Let's get our practicing finished up, Jenny. Even though there was a slight interruption, it'll never be said that Eli Jenkins don't get his duties done.
Turn to page 49.
Are you able to sing, Ben? Everything under control?
Oh, tend to your music.
All right, folks, now all together on this beautiful morning.
Yeah.
certainly do an excellent job with the singing group, Mr. Jenkins.
Well, thank you, Marine, for that nice compliment. Because, you see, we ain't no professionals, but we just sound like it because the way I lead them.
Oh, stop such boasting, Eli.
Oh, I was just kidding, Jenny. I'm just feeling good, that's all.
Yes, so I see. And just to think, a short time ago, you was feeling so sick.
Well, you know, Jenny, what I think it was? I think it was just a little touch or something. Huh?
Yes, I know. We women learned a long time ago that when a baby is sick, you pat him on the stomach. But when a man ain't feeling good, it'll usually cure him quick if you just pat him on the back.
Bad music.
It's time to say so long again from all the folks down our way. We can all sort of chuckle at Ben for what happened tonight, but don't go laughing too loud, because you know something just like it could happen to you someday. But we'll see all of you next time there's singing practice. Down Our Way is written by Shirley Thomas and produced by Walter White Jr. This is a Commodore production.